Good morning.
Good morning.
We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation,
and uphold me with my
wash me thoroughly from my iniquity,
and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord,
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the source of all that is just and good, nourish in us every virtue and bring to completion every good intent, that we may grow in grace and bring forth the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this morning, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the just decrees that I am teaching you, and do them, that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who when they hear all these statutes will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon Him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and just decrees so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Fear the Lord, you His saints. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The epistle reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable, and he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us join together in confessing our most holy faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory and judge all the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's been a hard couple of weeks for our nation, for our allies in the world. It's been hard. And the trouble doesn't just stop in Afghanistan and what's taking place there. There's trouble coming up the Gulf Coast right now, entering into Louisiana with a Category 4 hurricane, Hurricane Ida. What trouble will come from that? One can surmise. We've gone through it, they've gone through it a number of times, more than perhaps any other area of the country. And it's a big storm. Some might be tempted to even think perhaps God doesn't exist because of these things, or why would a loving God let these things take place? Others might even think we're being punished by God for something that is happening among our people. Yet all these things would forget perhaps the words of Jesus that spoke of these kinds of things continuing until the day He returns. In other words, there will not be peace in the world. As much as we do try and acquire peace, it seems to be beyond our reach. If it's not peace because of war or some other tribulation, if it's not because of famine or storms or hurricanes or whatever, we desire it in our hearts, don't we? Or do we? When we take in the words of Jesus speaking about where or what it is that defiles a person, Jesus says it's not what comes into his body that defiles a person, because food, it goes to the stomach, not the heart. So that doesn't do it. But instead, Jesus says, no, from the heart. That's where defilement comes, because Jesus says, in the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. No, I don't think we can look at the things happening in our world today, pandemic, war, or the threat of more terrorism, perhaps worse than the world has seen before, as some pundits would say. We don't really know the outcome or what will actually happen in the future. But we do know that these things will take place, the trouble in the world, but we do not lose heart. And we acknowledge that, yes, all evil comes from the heart. Our Lord doesn't mince words. We know He speaks the truth. And that's all He has ever done, is speak the truth. And He speaks it not to be a judge or mean or nasty towards any group of people throughout this world, but instead that one might see the truth in His words so that they know that there is a God of love that cares for them. That they would turn from that wickedness and turn to God who offers salvation. He doesn't leave us without hope. Instead, He brings hope into the world by becoming one of us. Jesus, the Son of God, becomes incarnate so that He can carry our sins to the cross. And there, He dies and cancels out our debt because of our evilness that comes from the heart. And in this place, when we know Him as our Savior, in this place that once was a heart filled with deceit and defilement, He gives a new heart. By giving us His Spirit, He clothes us with His righteousness, and He stands us up as His people in a world of darkness, in a world filled with turmoil of one kind or another. We are His light in the world. We are a beacon to the world, you and I. We are that individually and collectively as His body. We reflect the image of our Heavenly Father when we are listening to the Spirit of God in our hearts, leading us into all kinds of good. You see, we are the goodness of this world. We are the ones that take up our crosses and follow Jesus. Because Jesus didn't just come into the world, suffer, die, and was raised again. And as St. Paul told the Ephesians in the first chapter of Ephesians, that He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, where all things have been placed under Him. All those things which He lists in today's epistle, those things which are that which you and I do battle every day. He says it's not flesh and blood. St. Paul says no, it's instead the things, the evil forces in this world, those things which have led people into darkness, those things which continue to lead people into all kinds of evil. And what are those things? Well, that is Satan and his followers in the spiritual realm, the fallen angels, those that warred against God. And He cast them out. This is the force that is behind evil that takes place in the world. Because out of the heart of man is evil. It's only through a radical change that this can be changed. A radical change to change our hearts. And it comes from God alone. We have much to be thankful for. Jesus did other things, as I said, besides healing. He proclaimed God's rule. He proclaimed God's kingdom coming, God's kingdom being at hand, God's kingdom being present among His covenant people. He also healed people of their diseases. He fed people when they were hungry. He showed Himself to be over the things of this world, not just the spiritual, but the physical realm as well. He is able to provide what we need when we need it. But He does it in a more dramatic way, I think, than when He did it then. Yes, He did it then in a supernatural way, but now He does it through His people. His people do the very things He did. Not perhaps in a supernatural way, but through ways that are natural, I guess we would say. He has gifted us in many ways. He has gifted us with the arts. He has gifted us with science. He has gifted us with the things that allow our nation, for one, to actually be the breadbasket of the world when parts of the world become without because of famine or storms or war. He has gifted us with medicine. He has gifted us with doctors and nurses and other medical personnel. He has gifted us with them by gifting them with the ability to do the things that they do. And most of them are Christians who do so out of a love for their Lord, just as you and I love our Lord and do the things we do out of love for Him. We know, we understand the great cost that our God paid to bring us salvation. Our God gave His one and only Son to redeem us. And that's no small thing. But it was more than that He gave us, because He gave us other gifts as well beyond those physical gifts. He gives us spiritual gifts to help us to be able to withstand the tumult in the world, the various challenges that are placed before us. Because as St. Paul says, He has given us what we need to face the real enemy, so that we who were once victims of those very forces will never be victim to them again. And so that we understand that the evil we see in the world that is caused by men is because they are victimized themselves by those same spiritual forces. St. Paul says God has equipped us with armor. And he lists that. He talks about truth being the belt that is placed around our waist. He talks about our shield as being our faith, which the fiery arrows of Satan are extinguished. He talks about salvation being the helmet. He talks about the breastplate being that of righteousness. All these things are gifts from God. The shoes that we wear are the sandals, as it's described in the scriptures here. The footwear of the soldier is the readiness with the gospel of peace. All of this comes from God. It doesn't come from us. He places this armor on us. St. Paul is encouraging us really to keep it on. Don't ever take it off. You are in a defensive kind of position, St. Paul says, and you are to stand. He says it three times, to stand. God has equipped you with what you need to withstand the assaults of the spiritual realm. Though we don't see it, we do understand it takes place. It takes place. And we are challenged by those things when they take place. We may look and see it as something that looks kind of like part of this world. We think of diseases perhaps that way, but they are tools of the spiritual realm. They're also sometimes tools that God uses to bring people back to Him. But make no mistake, the enemy is lurking around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. St. Peter said that, or was told that. Satan is like a lion sitting, crouching, waiting. He told Peter at one point Satan wanted to devour him. We are called to be ready, to be on guard, and to stand. To stand our ground. Because there's nothing really that can penetrate this armor. God doesn't give us armor that's physical to fight against flesh and blood, but He gives us what we need spiritually. When we remember where our salvation comes from, we are able to stand our ground. When we remember that God has clothed us with righteousness, we can stand our ground. All of this that God has given is girded with a belt of truth. Jesus is our truth. The world says one can't know truth, but we know that to be a lie. That is a deceptive lie that comes from the old evil foe, who is the father of lies, Jesus said. He is the father of lies, and Jesus accused the Pharisees of being His children, because rather than believing in the truth, they believe in what the father of lies speaks in their ears. It's easy to be like a Pharisee, I suppose, really, when you think about it, to think of our own salvation as being our doing, our self-righteous attitudes, is listening not to God, not to the Spirit He has given us to guide us and lead us and help us so that we can stand. Because when it's all over, we do struggle in this world. And we may wonder, but we got to always understand. And this is the first thing St. Paul tells the Ephesians in the opening of his letter. This is the closing. This is him summarizing it all once again. The victory is already yours. Christ has won the war. And He will come again. And when He comes, you will be able to stand. Not cower in fear, but to stand. We will look to our Lord when He returns. And we will rejoice and be glad. We won't be afraid. He has won the war. What we see going on in the world now is Satan trying his best to deceive us, to pull us away and pull us down with him. It's like a drowning man. You might go out and try and save a drowning man, but that man, out of fear or panic or whatever other reason, will try and drown you with him. It's not that he really wants to do that, but he's looking for something to hang on to. But when he hangs on, he pulls you both down. And that's Satan. That's the spiritual forces in this world today. There is nothing for them to hang on. They have lost already. We are called to be the light of the world. God has equipped us for the battles that come, the skirmishes, the scheming, the schemes of the devil. He has equipped us with the things we need. He gives us a sword, not an offensive weapon in this case, but a short sword that was used in defense. The word, St. Paul says, that's the sword, the word of God. This word of God is able to do what we are unable to do. This word fortifies us. This word reminds us of the truth. And this word is a protection we have against those times when we are faced with challenges in our own life, when we are faced with temptation. We use this sword to fight off temptation. The Word of God is powerful. It makes and creates rather life where there was but darkness. This word sustains us through all kinds of hardship. Take up your your armor that God has given you. Use it. The shield of faith is a kind of shield that a Roman soldier used that pretty much covered his whole body. Not a short shield or a round shield, but an oblong shield that went from the feet all the way up. One could get behind it and was safe. When attacking forces attacked the Roman legions, they could come together as one body and draw strength from that. They all had the same shield. In our case, we too come together and we carry the same shield too, faith. With these things that we have been given, St. Paul says, stand. It's like when the foes against the Romans came to fight them, and they would attack and they would hit that first line that was just built up one behind the other with these long shields. They would hear their commanders saying, hold, 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 because they knew that nothing could penetrate if they just held together. That's the image St. Paul gives us. We are to hold together as one body. We are given what we need. Let us pray then that God would give us the strength to remember what He has given us in times of hardship, in times of turmoil, in times of wondering what the heck is going on in the world today. And remember that we have the victory. We have the victory. Our God is always with us. We may not understand what's going on, but we hold those things most sacred that God has given us, which gives us salvation. We remember the words of Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress, the Word of God. That is what fails the devil. One little word, one, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we ask you to be near us with your word and spirit. Guide and lead us that we may not stray from the way of your commandments, nor forget the wonderful blessings that you have given to us. Direct us always with your word of truth, Lord, in your mercy. By your Holy Spirit, protect us this day from the assaults of the devil. Equip us with the full armor of God, that we may be clothed in truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation, bearing the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. Keep us all in safety and security from the forces of the evil one. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, preserve us from all that would defile us in heart and soul. Keep us from all evil thoughts, immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. Create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, that we would be holy as you are holy. Lord, in your mercy. God of all knowledge and wisdom, grant us to know you and your love. Bless pastors and teachers, parents and grandparents, and all who teach the faith, that the gospel may continue to spread throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you are the strength of the weak and the refuge of the powerless. Be with your people who are struggling with doubt and temptation. Grant assurance to the doubtful and deliverance to those tempted by the world. Give your power, grace, and love to those who need it. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you alone can establish lasting peace. Forgive our sins, we implore you, and deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we, being strengthened by your defense, may be preserved from all danger and glorify you for the restoration of tranquility in our land. Heavenly Father, protect our soldiers in Afghanistan as they work to bring our people out of that land. We pray, Lord, for the Afghanians who are Christians especially, whose lives are at risk because of the Taliban and other forces that would seek to destroy your people. We pray, Lord, bring peace to that world, bring trouble times to an end. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, merciful Father, your thoughts are not our thoughts, your ways are not our ways. In your wisdom, you have permitted Hurricane Ida to threaten our shoreline. We pray, Lord, for those who are in harm's way. We implore you, let not the hearts of your people despair, nor our faith fail us, but sustain and comfort us. Direct all efforts to attend to those who may suffer injury, those who may die. We pray, Lord, that you would console the bereaved, protect the helpless, bring hope and healing, that we may find relief and restoration, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress. In mercy, put an end to the epidemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to those who suffer and comfort all that mourn. Sustain all medical personnel in their labors and cause your people ever to serve you in righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who mourn for the loss of their husbands, who have died from the bombing that took place in Afghanistan. We pray for those who mourn loss, Lord, not just our soldiers who perished in that bombing, but we pray, Lord, that you would comfort those who mourn with the hope of resurrection that our Lord Jesus has given us, May your word go to those who do not know you and believe in you, and may their hearts be changed. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of life, bring health and healing to your people. We pray for everyone in need in your mercy today. We lift up to you Pastor Scott and Judy Stallings, Sandra Avila, Larry Foltz, Jan Johnson, Robert Galabias, Alfred Durson, Johnny Reuther, Jeff Schaffner, Edward Russell, Sue and Dean Soberly, Don and Donna Tolner, Nelson Meyer, Carl and Jackie Rush, and Robert and Donna Knopf, and Cody Ohl. Strengthen them with your word of grace, that they would look to you for comfort in the midst of suffering and pain. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, purify our hearts with your cleansing word. Remove all impurities from us and enable us to lead godly lives before you, Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to shed his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us this day as we receive that same body and blood in this holy sacrament, remembering and proclaiming with joy the salvation accomplished for us by his death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. And to your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith on our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Any announcements?
One birthday.
That's it. Anything from Cheryl?
Of course.
We're so excited to have Scott and Sydney and baby Drake with us this morning. We have a newborn, seven weeks, right? Yeah, we're very excited about that. Also, in 2 weeks, we have our fundraiser. We only have two more weekends, and then it's here. So think about baking. We need pastries, at least like two items from everybody. And we need silent auction items. The room is set up where you can bring your items and put them in there already. So I know Jerry brought a bunch of stuff this morning, and a few things, so excited about that. So please bring those. And we just have, I think Peggy's going to touch base with LWML ladies during the break today about the upcoming rally on the 16th of October. So there's lots of big doings going on.
Okay. Anything else? Got anything? All right.
Just get excited and brave.
There you go.
We need goodies.
Get excited! All right.
Yay!
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.